Sunday Share Non Vav.
We saw the Gemara. Omar li Rab Chanina le Rabbe Tane de Mesayeloch. Talk for Koyen Mitzil Miyodai. The Kohen cannot grab it, cannot chop it, miyada Yisrael. Hasfeik is nichnosim ladir liyisaso. For Yisrael has behemoths that were born this year. He has to be mafrish maiso behemoth. And the halacha is that hasfeik is, even behemoths, that he's mesupik, the haino. Rashi says, we're talking about Peter. Sofik Peter Chamoyer. A person has a Sofik Peter Chamoyer that is. He's pointed with a set. But while it's a Sofik, so he doesn't have to give it to the Koyen. But he could be Metzarif that Sofik as Nichlosim Ladir Li Isasa. The Isal could die to talk for Koyen, Ein Moitzi, Moise Miyodo. I'm my Nichlosim Ladir. Nimzo Ze, Poitam Amoine, Bemamoine Shal Koyen. If that one comes out with the tent, so lechura be'etzem, it's not chayav b'maiser, belongs to the kohen, and he's mafrish with that maiser on the other night. Omar le'abayi imishum ole disayi le'ma'o ocham ha'yaskin en deles ne'elo tisho v'hu. Ve'imon efshach, I barchi yuve shapiko ma'asa, ve'ilav barchi yuve hu, tisho ilav bar asur aminu. Now we'll see how what he does, if it's a sofik maiser, how he's makriv it. This is really the chalokim in the sugi alim. So the Gemara was being a raya that took for koyen moitzim miyodoi, because if ain't moitzim miyodoi, keitzad aloi poiter momoinoi be momoinoi shel koyen. This is the Gemara. And this Gemara be'etzem, we started the M5-shi, we'll try maybe to masbid it a little bit more. The shayla is like this. The Gemara is asking a shayla. She's stelling a oren. You have a behemoth that is a suffix if you have to give it to the Kohen or not. And you're using it to meisel behemoth and the other nine sheep that you have. From the Gemara, maybe it belongs to the Kohen. So nimtza zeh poiter mamoinoi b'mamoinoi shel Kohen. Nimtza zeh poiter mamoinoi b'mamoinoi shel Kohen. So if talk for Kohen, ain't moitzi miyodoi, we have a kasha. If moitzi miyodoi, So it doesn't belong to the Kohen. So then it makes sense that you could use it for Maisa Behemoth. The Kohen can't take it. But if Ein Moitzi Miyodoi, the Kohen could grab it from you. So then we have a problem. Keitzad Aloi Poiter Momoinoi B'Momoinoi Shel Kohen. This is the Gemara's Kasha. And here the Ore that starts in Tchilas Divrei Gemara. And listen carefully. Forget about the Gemara's Kasha. Keitzad Aloi Poiter Momoinoi B'Momoinoi Shel Kohen. We'll leave the kasha of the Gemara Keitzad Aloi Poiter Momoinoi B'Momoinoi Shel Kohen, and we'll ask the kasha like this. The Gemara says, if the Kohen ain't Moitzi Miyodoi, then we have a kasha. Keitzad Poiter Aloi Momoinoi B'Momoinoi Shel Kohen. But if Moitzi Miyodoi, the Kohen doesn't have a right to grab it, so it makes sense that you could use this sheep to patter the maisa. I have 10 sheep. One of them is a sofek if it belongs to the Kohen or not. Mi sofek, amoitzi mechaveiro olav oraye, I did not have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen cannot grab it. But maybe it belongs to the Kohen. How I could use it to mafrish meiser behemah? How I could use it to be mafrish meiser behemah? Maybe it belongs to the Kohen, and it's not mine. So you're right, I don't have to give it misofik to the Kohen, and the Kohen is not allowed to grab. Talk for Kohen, moitzim miyodoi. But the Gemara is only asking, if ain't moitzim, then I have a kasha. Keitzad poiter aloi b'momoinoi shel Kohen. And if the halacha is that moitzim miyodoi, the Kohen doesn't have a right. He can grab it from you. But it's not 100% mine. It maybe belongs to the Kohen. and maybe belongs to the Kohen. So how I could use this to be mafrish, meiser, and my behemoths? Ketzad aloi poiter atzmei b'moino shel Kohen. And the Gemara is not bothered how I mafrish meiser behemoth from this behemoth that I'm a supik if it's mine or not. She only is asking if the halacha is that the Kohen could grab. Talks the Kohen, ain't moitzii miyodoi, then it's a probe how I'm using it. But if moitzii miyodoi, it's not a probe how I'm using it. Why? Why? This is the kasha that all of Rabbi Seinu are oimed on it. And it's a shayle chamuro be'etzem in the Yesodos of Sfeigus. And we'll try a little bit to be masbir. We'll ask another shayle. You have a suffix moment. The halacha is amoitzi mechaveiro yolovaray. The moshul, your moicher is soigim. A guy claims that he bought the esroigim, you don't remember that he paid you. So the halacha is, you leave the esroig in your house. You don't have to give it to him. He claims that he bought it, you say you never paid me. The moicher could use it now to shokel that at minim. The esroig stays by him. He could use it. He could use it to mekadesh aisha. It's a suffix. Every time when you have a suffix moment and there's a psak, a moitzi mechaveiro yolavoraya, or maybe even morikam. So he's allowed to use it. A moitzi mechaveiro yolavoraya. He could mekadesh aisha. He could use it for a esrog. He could use it. Mekadesh aisha. Every time when we have a psak of a moitzi mechaveiro yolavoraya, and we leave it by the muchzer. It's machriya legamri. This is our shayli be'etzem. Ketzad, you're right, we have a sofek peter chamoy. We're leaving it by the muchzer, by the baili, by the Yisroel. And the Gemara is not about it. Ketzad aloi poiter atzmei omeinu shel koyen. She's only asking the shayle, if tok for koyen ain moitzii miyod, and the koyen could grab it, so how I could use it? But if the Kohen cannot grab it, it's mevuer in our Gemara, but we mitzia davar amud beis, that I could use it from Meiser Behime. And lechure, if I could use it from Meiser Behime, I could use it for a Esrei, and I could use it for a Lulev, and I could use it for Kiddush Isha. That is be'etzem mevuer in our Gemara. That if talk for Kohen moitzim, then it's a problem. But if ain't moitzi miyodoi, then is a problem because the Kohen has rights. But if moitzi miyodoi, the Kohen cannot grab it. I could use it to pater myself. So if I could use it to pater myself for the same cheshbon, I could use it for esrog. I could use it for kiddush aisha. What is the avone? Why? Why the amoitzi mechaver levoraye gives me a koyach, a starkeit, a strength that I could use it? Are it's a suffix. I go to my house and I see an esrog. I'm not so sure if it's my esrog or a mistake I took it from shul. I'm allowed to use it. Amoitzi mechaver levoraye. It's by me. Not only am I allowed to use it, I'm allowed to use it. Eat it. I'm allowed to shakel a esrei. I'm allowed to shakel a lulav. I'm allowed to mekadesh aisha. Why? This shayle gdoyle oilom from the shleimah siman aleph, the nesivus and the chuvedot and siman beis, Rabbi Elchanan and the stipler by us, all of them were oimed on that shayle. Why? Why it's like that? Why I'm allowed to use it? Why? I'm mitzvah mechaber levarayim. He suffered it by me. Why? So I could use it for the kind of mitzvah of esrog, stuff like day raisa. Why I could use it to mekadesh aisha? Why I could use it to meisa behemah? And the Gemara is not better than that. She's only better than the tzad that the Kohen could teifes ve'eim oitzi miyodoi than the Gemara. And there's two main drochim in Rabbi Seinu. The first derech we started to mention is Rabbi Chonon and Krivitz Ha'oretz. Rabbi Chonon learns that Einach Hanami, this noise, this discussion, this shaila, if you really could use it, it's the shaila of the sugya by us. And the chakira is, what is the gather of amoitzi mechaveiro olavoraye? A psak vadai or a psak sofek? If it's a psak sofek, a vadai, you cannot use it for kiddushin. You cannot use it for a esoik. And from deswegen, the other guy could grab it. If it is a psak vadai, you could use it for kiddushin. You could use it for esoik. And from deswegen, the other guy cannot grab it. So what our Gemara is clearing, this is what she's clearing. She's clearing if it's a psak vadai or it's a psak sofer. If it's a psak vadai, you could use it for the esrik, for the lulev, and for the meiser behemah. And the koyen, moitzi miyodo, he can chap. If it's a psak sofer, you cannot use it for the esrog, you cannot use it for the lulav, you cannot use it to marry a lady, and talk for koyen, ein moitzim miyodon, because that guy has a right to chap. So when the Gemara by us is clearing, she's clearing. She's not asking stam azayt kekashe. If the aloha you could use it for ma'isa beheime, so I have a raya that talk for koyen, moitzim miyodon. It's not an indirect raya. This is the shayla. It's a psak vadai or it's a psak sofek. If it's a psak vadai, you could mekadesh aisha. If it's a psak vadai, you could use it for esrog. If it's a psak vadai, you could use it for ma'aser beheime. And if it's a psak vadai, talk for koyet moitzi miyodoi. They said already it's mine. If it's a psak sofek, so b'meile, I can't use it for lulav for esrog. I can't use it for Kedusha Isha, I can't use it for Maisa, and talk for Koyen, Ein Moitzi Miyodoi. So this is what the Gemara means by us. Omar Leitana de Messiah Loch, if it says that you could use it for Maisa Beheima, is a Raya, then it's a Psak Vadai. The Gemara didn't have to use the words, it's a Raya, she talk for Koyen, Moitzi Miyodoi. The Gemara really means, it's a Raya, then it's a Psak Vadai. It's a Raya, I thought it's a Raya, then it's a Psak Vadai. It's a psak vada. Now, lefi this derech, we'll try first to explain. If we learn like this derech, so the Gemara has a shaila if it's a psak vadai or a psak sofek. If it's a psak vadai, it's good for kiddushin, for esrog, for ma'aser beheimah, talk for koyen moitzi miyodoi. It's a psak sofek, it's not good for kiddushin, it's not good for esrog, it's not good for ma'aser, and talk for koyen ein moitzi miyodoi. Isha la shoyel. And the Kundas HaSfekis asks discussion. So the Gemara was misupik if it's a psak vadai, it's a psak sofek. And we said, if it's a tzad, it's a psak vadai, it's good for kiddushin, esrog, for everything. If it's a psak sofek, it's not good. You can't use it for kiddushin. You can't use it for esrog. You can't use it for mais. So legabi what it's a psak sofek, that you're allowed to leave it by you, right? How are you allowed to use it? Vos mit leisik, so. Was mitlisigza? If you told me that if it's a psak vadai, it helps also the esrog, the lulev, to kiddushin, to maiser, and the guy cannot grab psak sofek, it doesn't help the esrog. I can't use it for esrog. I can't use it for kiddushin. Can't use it for maiser, and the other guy could grab. So legabi what the paskin amoytzi mechaber levaraye? If I cannot use it for esrog and a lulev and a kiddushin, the answer is I could use it for eating breakfast. I could eat it. What is my hetel to eat it? Was mit leisigze? So the Kundas HaSfekis brings down that this shaila the Ma'arib Basan had. And the Ma'arib Basan wanted to answer first. So you know why it's not leisigze? Because the other guy also has a suffix leisigze. The other guy also can use it. Maybe it's mine. So the main it cancels out the leisigze. The Kundas HaSfekis doesn't like it. Then he has a tzad, maybe Hashem never asked it sofek l'sigzo. Only Vada Nesigzol is also. Well, then it goes as Veke says that the Lav of Nesigzol is for sure keep Choshen Mishpat. The Lav of Nesigzol is not don't take someone else's money. Keep the rules of Choshen Mishpat. And if in Choshen Mishpat the Aloch is Amoitzim Mechaber Elav Araye, even if it belongs to the other guy, it's not Nesigzol. Makes sense. The dinei hamomenes, the loving that were given in the Torah to keep dinei hamomenes was to keep the choshen mishpat, the shulchan aruch of choshen mishpat. This is the loving of leisigzer. May leval the loving of leisigzer is to keep the choshen mishpat. B'meile it's poshut that it's not leisigzer. Say that this is the only way. Again, Lefi Rebbe Elchanan, we have to learn like that, because we're learning on the tzad that it's a achra sofek. It's not mutar legabe lesig legabe esrei legabe lulav lewi kedusha legabe meiser and tokfe koyim moitzim. Only if it's a vaday, it helps legabe esrei lulav kedushin and meiser and tokfe koyim. Then moitzim yoda. If it's a psak vaday, it's a psak sofek, it doesn't help, and then it's en moitzim. The other guy get chate. So we have a shaila, and the tzad of the Gemara that Tokfe Koyen ain't moitzim, and it doesn't help Legabe Lulev, and it doesn't help Legabe Esrei. So what is the pshat? What is the tzad of the Gemara that Legabe what we pass in that it's mine, that I could use it? Vos me the lav of Leisigzol, and it's not machriya. So we have to use the teretz of the Kundas HaSfeikas. Back to the Rebbe Elchanan. So Rebbe Elchanan is that we have two tzadot. It's a psak vaday, and then tfisa doesn't help, and it helps the gabelul of esrei kedushin and meiser, or it's a psak sofek, and then it doesn't help the gabel kedushin meiser lulav, and the other guy could chat. But if it's a psak vaday, and this is what we pass in la halacha talk for koyen moitzim miyodoi, so it helps the gabel kedushin, it helps the gabel lulav, it helps the gabel meiser. It helps the Gabi. Not minim, it helps the Gabi everything, and the other guy cannot chap. Frank Rebbe Elchanan and himself, and this is the kasha, the Nesivus really asks in the tshuva that we have, how it became a psak vaday. There's no pasuk. There's no mokr. The Gemara says in Mubikame that Amoitzi Mechaber Lavaraya is a svore. Man dekoiv lekeive as a lebeasia. The Gemara says that there's no pasuk. If there's no pasuk, if there's no mokar, how you can pask in the b'teras vada yitzmai? How you can pask in the b'teras vada yitzmai? There's no drosha, there's no pasuk. Svore is not a achroe. What svore? What is the svore? That I mind the koyv lekiv. If you ever had it, go to the doctor. But how it became yours? How that svore made it yours? So b'meile it can't be achroa vada. The Gemara says, "Lo malikra svore," and this is what he's asking. That svore cannot make it mine. Can't be achroy. We could lead it by yumi sofek, but we can't machriya that it's yours to be yaitza dalet minim. We can't machriya that it's yours to be yaitza esrei, to be yaitza meiser, to mekane sheisha. We can't be machriya that it's yours. So Rebbe Elchanan asks the kasha on himself, but from the fact that he's asking the kasha, we have clue what is his shita. What is the tzus of the shmeizer that he's learning? It's a achroe vadois. It's a achroe vadois. We have a achroe vadois that it's his. Maybe we could learn al derech Rebbe Elchanan and to learn that the gather of the achroe vadois, it's not that the chazoka is machriya, just chazal gave it to him. If the Choshen Mishpat says that it's his, so Chazal gave it to him b'teiras vaday. It's kilo a present from Chazal. B'meile he could use it for the lulev. B'meile he could use it for the ma'aser beheime. B'meile he could use it for kedusha isha. The other guy cannot grab it. If it's a achra sofek, so taka he cannot use it for kedushin. He cannot use it for the lulev, and the other guy could grab. So again, all of that we're calling the first derech of Rebbe Elchanan. That achroa sofek means taken not legabe kiddushin, not legabe esrog, not legabe meiser, and the other guy could chab. Achroa svadai, also legabe kiddushin, also legabe meiser, also legabe the other guy cannot chab. Shaila, what is the getter of the achroa svadai? Maskolat ha'gmor, it's achroa svadai. Sigzir ha'sakosu, Hopshat is, Amezach HaBarai, Chazal gave it to him, but it became his B'teiras Vada. This is one way to learn the Gemara. In all of the Rishonim and in Rashi, it's mashma that they did not learn like Reb Elchanan. And I want to explain. It's mashma from them that is no. Lefi Reb Elchanan, if someone asks you, it's Achroas Vada or Achroas Sofik? What do you answer? Sugin b'metziyah. Have I mean the Gemara thought maybe it's a Sofik, the Gemara but Rais, it's Achroas Vada. Lefi Reb Elchanan is a place in Shas that was a discussion. If I go, maybe if you have different kashas from places in Shas, that Shas holds like the Hava Mina here, this part of the Shas holds like the Maskona here. It's a Holoch Yelich in the Sugi here. The Amiroim also were not sure. Tana de Messiah Loch. The Amiroim were discussing this Festa Shaila. Lefi Rebel Chonon, this is the Yoifin Rebel Chonon, this is Mamish Sugi de Shmaisa. This is Mamish Sugi de Shmaisa, Lefi Rebel Chonon. As Mashma and all of the Rishonim not like that. And I will explain. Mashma in all of the Rishonim that even if it's Achroa Sofik, even if it's Achroa Sofik, you could use it for the Lulav, you could use it for Kiddush Isha, you could use it for Maisa Behemah. Novos. The Gemara is asking a kasha. But if the halacha is the talk for koyen, ein moitzim, and the guy has a right to grab it from you, the fact that he has a right to grab it from you will make you that you're not a bailin. The fact that he has a right to grab it from you will make you that you're not a bailin. I will explain. Lefi Reb Elchanan, I want you to know, this is mamash bepshat, lifnei lomdes. The noise of the sugya is, if it's a psak vadai or it's a psak sofer. If it's a psak vadai, four things happen. Remember, four. Esroik, kiddush eisho. If it's a psak vadai, it's mine for dalad minim. It's mine for maisel beheimer. It's mine for Kiddush Isha, and you cannot grab. If it's a Sofek, it's not mine legabe Kiddushin, it's not mine legabe Esrog, it's not mine legabe Meiser, and the other guy could grab. And this is the noise of the Sugya. So on the Tzadetok for Koyin Moitzim, the Gemara means that he cannot grab, it's a Psak Vadai. And the Tzad of Ein Moitzim, the Psak that he could grab, it's a Psak Sofek. This is the noise of the sugya. And le maskone, moitzim, it's a psak vadai. If you have a mine, it's a psak sofek. So why is it only sigzol? We said it tirutzim from the kuntres asfekes. The second derech is mashma and the rishonim that the Gemara didn't start to declare if it's b'psak vadai, b'psak sofek. She understands that a moitzim mechaveroi, call it a psak sofek, call it a psak vadai. Doesn't make a difference how you call it. He could use it. He could make a she'isha. He could use it for the esrog. He could do it for the ma'aser behemah. The Gemara is asking a kasha. But if the other guy has a right to grab, that alone will make me not to be a bailim. Not that the psak is a suffix. The psak is a vaday or a suffix. Even if the psak is a suffix. Put it like this. Even if the psak is a sofek, listen carefully. Mi sofek they leave it by me. Not the teiras vadai. Even so, I could eat it. I could mekadesh ha'isha. I could maisa beheima. Even if it's a psak sofek. But if the other guy has a right to grab, that will make it that I cannot be mekadesh ha'isha. That will make it that I cannot use it for dalet minim. That will make it that I can't be maifresh behema. And this is the Gemara's kasha. How you could use it for maisa behema? And what in kiddushin? And esrog areim tok for koyen ein moitzim. He has a right. This is the loshon haritva achadoshim. While he has arrived, so ke'ilu he took it already from me. So I'm missing in the bailas. It's not Reb Elchanan. Lefi Reb Elchanan, it's one noise. I have bailas vaday or I have bailas sofek. Bailas vaday will give me the four things. Kiddushin, lulev, maiser, and he can grab. Psak sofek, no kiddushin, no maiser, no lulev, and he could grab. Lefi Reb Elchanan, no, even if it's a psak sofek, he can grab. Even if it's a psak sofek, it's mine for eating, it's mine for the lulav, it's mine for the eslik. But the fact that the other person could grab, that would be a chisolim. And if the other person cannot grab, so then I could use it. I'll bring you a raya. Taimaris in Betalis, the Ran says it's a psak sofek. The other guy can't grab, right? So Taimaris in Betalis, the Fidaran, I could make a sheisha. I could use it for the lulav. I could use it. Kamekanisha Isha, I could use it for myself. And the Ran himself said it's not a psak vada. Abel, the other guy can't grab. Sabach mitchilav atzak, the other guy can't grab. Loshen Rashi. Ve'isal kedai toch, yesh la koyen tzad tzchiyah boy, nimtzo zeim yotzo ba'asiri. It doesn't start if it's a sofek, it's a vaday. If it's a halacha that the kohen could grab, so he has a koyach, so maybe I have a problem. The koyach of the kohen to grab makes the problem. So again, I want to be minded because this is be'etzem the yesoidus. Lefi Reb Elchanan, the noise is if it's a psak vaday or a psak sofek. Psak vada gives me it for everything, psak sofek gives it for nothing. Chutzum loisigse. Till Reb Elchanan asks, so how we know that it's a psak vada? And this is what he's busy with. What is the pasuk? What is the mokher? And the Sivis is busy. What is the pasuk? What is the mokher? The second Nusach says, even if it's a psak sofek, I could use it for Kiddushin. Even if it's a psak sofek, I could use it for Lulav. I could use it for Maisa. But now it's a shayla. The other guy, psak sofek, maybe the other guy can grab. Even if it's a sofek, maybe Chazal don't give him a koyach to grab. And if they give him, the koyach to grab will spoil my bailas. Lefi Reb Elchanan, Moshe, it's the mechadet the dvorim. If it's a psak vaday, they don't give him a permission to grab. If it's a psak sofek, for the same reason that it doesn't help for Kiddushin and Lulev, he could grab, because it's only a sofek. Second, even if it's a suffer, but they said to leave it, they don't let it grabbing. They don't want the world to be wild. They're not letting it grab anymore, and then it stays by me, and it's good. Only if he has a koyach to grab, that koyach will spoil my bailas, and that is the noise of the sugya lefi the rishoni. If the koyach to grab, the hain lefi Reb Elchanan, the noise is if it's a psak vada or a psak sofek. Lefi the Rishonim, the noise is, even if it's a psat sofek, it helps for everything. But if it's a koyach to grab, then you can't use it for Kiddushin. If it's a koyach to grab, then you can't use it. So now the noise of the sugya is, if he has a koyach to grab, or he doesn't have a koyach to grab. If he has a koyach to grab, I cannot use it for Kiddushin for Maisel Behemet. If I don't have a koyach, if he doesn't have a koyach to grab, I could use it. And again, lefi that, we don't have to have a kasha, why it works with Eras Vaday, what is the mokko? We didn't say that it works with Eras Vaday, it works with Eras Sofek. These are the two drochik. Now the Nesivis and the Chemda Shloimeh were discussing this shaila, Be'er Chove. And Shubas Chemda Shloimeh, Simen Aleph, and the Nesivis answers him in Simen Beis. And they didn't go like Reb Elchanan that this is the sugya. And they came to ask, so why tak if it's a moitzi mechaver or ol of a raya, the halacha is that the guy could use it for kiddushi, the guy could use it for esrei. Why? Why you could use it? If it's a psak vaday, it's good. But if it's not a psak vaday, why the guy could use it for kiddushi? Why the guy could use it for esrei? Why he could use it for Maisel Behemet? Why? Why the guy could use it? It's not a psak vaday. You're right, the Gemara says if the other guy could grab, so then gamal. The other guy could grab it, so then I lose my koiches. But if the other guy cannot grab it, it's mine for everything. Why it's mine for everything? So Rabbi Elchanan said, Psak Vada. But if we're not going like Rabbi Elchanan, it's a Psak Vada. So the Nesivus came with a chap. The Nesivus is a Chabat Teretz. Val Misofik, they left it by me. And the other guy cannot grab, right? So the other guy was Meyash. So if he was Meyash, now it's mine. So because mine, but Teretz Vada. The other guy can't grab it for me anymore. So it stays mine. So the guy is Meyash. So b'meile, I can make a sheisha, I could use it for a lulev, I could use it for my sabeheime. But if the other guy could grab, so I'm not Meyash. When they tell him the psak, when the psak is there. Val the psak is amoitzim mechaveir olav araya. So b'meile the other guy is meyash, zok the nesivus. And val the other guy is meyash, b'meile it becomes mine. I could use it for the esrei, I could use it for the lulev, I could use it to mekadesh haisha. He says more from that. I could use it for ma'aser behema, and even the lekuach is not chayav b'ma'aser behema. The Sivus explains, you see the tshuva, that while it was mine and he's Meyash, so I could use it for my Sabeim.
Why does somebody else's Yish help you own something?
It's mine anyways. Alamo, when the Chepes is by me and the other guy is Meyash, it stays mine. Ke'en Gezer. Ke'en Gezer. Ke'en Gezer. You right? It's not so poshut when Al Kinyon Exela to be Zeche B'Yush. Why is not called B'Yisua Seleyode? But this is the Nesivus Teira. What is the main raya of the Nesivus? The main raya of the Nesivus is we are Netzachon the whole time that you can that lemaisa la alocha you can mekadesh aisha, right? Lemaisa tof kufayim emoitzi emoitzi miyode la alocha tfisa doesn't help. So we're passing like a belchonon b'teras vaday or even without teras vaday, but a vaday the person could mekadesh aisha. A person could use it for a dalad minim, he could use it for maisa, right? This is the sugi that we learn here. That if you have a sefik but a sefik maisa, you could use it, right? This is the gemara. You could use it by us. As a gemara in Bobe Basre Pe'alef. That is called the gemara fakelt. The halacha is if you buy three trees, koine sholosh ilonos, so when you tell a person, I'm buying three trees in your field, the halacha is you get also the karka. When you buy one tree, you don't get the karka. You don't get the karka. When you buy two, suffolk. Now, the halacha is like this. If a person has a karka, he puts the kuf. And he says, Adom Hashem Nosatoli. If a person has fruits without a karka, you go in the store and you buy fruits, you don't say, you don't bring bikurim, because you don't have Adom. So the halacha, kono sholosh, maybe bikurim v'koira. Kono echot, ain't a maybe. Koroshtaim, maybe veina koira, it's a suffix. I'm asking you, when I go to you and I buy two trees, suffix if I get the land or land. So who owns the land now? What? So who owns it?
Michal. I wonder who it's by before.
The Morikame. Val it's a suffix. And if you're the Morikame and you go with this land and you marry Aisha, she's married? So it's for sure yours. So it's for sure not mine. So why I have to bring Bikurim? It stays a suffix. So if it stays a suffix, you can't make a sheisha. This is the kasha be'etzim. And Klole Hashas says, Mitzadach, we have argimore, that when you have a suffix, it stays yours, you could use it for ma'isa behemoth. The Gemara is only asking, and the tzadach took for koyin. Ain't mitzim, there will be a problem. If you're b'chon, it doesn't go for the suffix, and the maskon is that mitzim. And if it doesn't show him, if you be a lochem mitzim, it will spoil the koyach to do it. Say, but we say if mitzim miyodai, and the maskon la aloch that he gan chab, so the achro b'teras vaday, or even without that, the achro is machir that it's mine and I can use it. B'meila I could mafrish ma'isra, I could mekadesh isha, and I could use it for a lulav. It's for sure mine. So now we're going to the case of Ilonis. This is the kash of the Nesivus and the Chemda Shloima, that this is the Gemore, the opposite from our Gemore. In our Gemore we have a Shaila. If you have an animal that Sofik belongs to the Kohen or not, We say you could use it like yourself. Simcha, you could use it like yourself. You use the b'teiras vada, and you could use it to be ma'afresh ma'isa behema. And we said, huadin lulev, huadin esrei. And there we have a gemore. Kono sholosh meidi v'koire. Kocho echot einer meivi. Kono shtai meidi v'en mekosofek. Frank, the nesivis in the chavda shleime. Why? If we have a sofek, if you bought a karka or not, we machria that you did not buy the karka. And b'meile, you for sure did not have a karka. And if you for sure did not have a karka, so you don't have to bring bikur. The Torah says it's not for sure. If it's not for sure, so the owner also can't be marrying a isha with that. He can't be a itza esrig with that. This is the kasha, one connected one. Zog the nesivas v'may pshat is givaldik. Be'etzem isofek we never know. No, it's a yush. And yush bekarka. And yush bekarka. So lefi that, in this case, if the owner will marry a lady with that karka, she will not be mekudeshes. Because ain't yush bekarka, so maybe it belongs to the buyer. Ain't yush bekarka, so b'meile, maybe the buyer bought the karka, and if the buyer bought the karka, b'meile, it's not for sure, belongs to the seller. Not for sure, belongs to the seller. This is the tale of the Nesivis. The stipler Bayos says, Tony Zogan has a hidden bekarka yesh yosh, karka ain't yosh only because he hopes one day he'll be moitzi at the Beis Din. But a place that aloch is, a moitzi chabal of a raya, for sure a person is miyash bekarka also. But mikol makoim, this is the plan of the Nesivis. So we have to know alibo. We have two drochim. Lefi Rebel Chonon, there's no derech, there's no shaykhis to yush. Psak vaday, psak sofek. Psak vaday, it's yours legamre, and tfisa doesn't help. Psak sofek, it's not yours legamre, and tfisa helps. And lefi Rebel Chonon, the gmorin bo bebasra, the tzorich yun godl. Tzorich yun godl. Why? Maybe ve'ine koire. Ari the psak vaday is machria, that it belongs to the owner, so it's for sure it doesn't belong to the buyer. And Bailey, he for sure does not have a karka, and if he for sure does not have a karka, so he doesn't have to bring bikurim. This is a nusach from the Chazanish Shmer Nuschos to answer the kasha. Maybe later we'll answer them. Le'umas them. If we learn, we're going like the second way. That is the Nesivis' way. There is no shaykhis of his achroas vada achroas sofik. We're not going even alamol it's achroas sofik. But so why b'achroa sofik you could use it for the esroik? Why b'achroa sofik you could use it for the maiser? The teretz is because it's a yush. Aber b'etzem lefi both tzedodim it's a sofik. Just on the tzad that the guy could grab is no yush. On the tzad that he can grab, so b'meile, not that it's b'meile we machria b'teretz vada it belongs to the other person. It's b'achroa sofik it belongs to him. But why the mice of the guys be yash, but mele stays by him? Mashengen bekarka yush doesn't help. But mele val bekarka yush doesn't help. So be mele bechai gavne, the sofik who owns the karka. And val it's the sofik who owns the karka, so maybe veina koira. So maybe veina koira. Yeah, a very big doicha. A very big doichak. So Reb Shimon Shkop tries to answer also Sharhei. Also, I can't decide that it's achroas vada. It's achroas sofek. It's achroas vada. It's not possible. It can't be achroas vada. So what is the tzad of the Gemara? If he has a koyach to grab, so that koyach disturbs me. If he doesn't have a koyach to grab, so b'meile it's mine. Why it's mine? It's only a sofek. Why I could use it for the esrog? Why I could use it for the lulav? Why is it only sigzer? Why I could use it for maisa? Zokter Azai Yisroit says, you're right that it's a suffix. Aber choshen mishpot, it's mine? Yeah, right? Misafik, I could use it. So I have the rights and the chayfets behilchis choshen mishpat. Esrog is aloch elochem behilchis choshen mishpat. Mekadesh ha'isha is with something that choshen mishpat is mine. You don't have to marry a lady with something that belongs to you b'shamayim. Has to be that belongs to you that you could use it. And now she could use it. Ma'isa beheimen, all of the dine ha'momen go lefi dine ha'momen, so Reb Shimon. It's not a achroe vadois. Aye, so why legabe bikurim? Say lemaise, I have the rights in mominess. Fakel, I do not have the rights of mominess. So then he brings down the aloche that shutfus is also chayev be bikurim. Okay, very shver. We'll leave the shaila from Bikur. So Mele Zog Reb Shimon that Be'etzem Val B'Choshen Mishpot says that it's mine, I could be Mekadesh Ha'isho. Val B'Choshen Mishpot says that it's mine, I could use it for Dalet Minim. And Val B'Choshen Mishpot says that it's mine, I could use it for Maisa Beheime. So now what's the Gemara's Kasha? Frag the Gemara, but if talk for Koyen Ein Moitzim, no. So then I can use it for Maisel Behemet. Why not? But the Maisel Choshen Mishpat is mine. Again, I want to be masked. We have a Shaila, what is the get? Reb Elchanan learns on the side that it's Vadai, Maisel, Kiddushin, and the guy can chap. The side that it's Suffolk, the guy could chap, and it's not mine, Legabi Kiddushin. So the Gemara is asking a poshta kasha. If he could chap, it's not mine. So I mean, I can't use it for kiddushin. It's glad. Second nusach is, even if it's a suffek, I could use it. But if the other guy could chap, I'm not miyash. So I mean, I can't use it. For the Gemara, if the other guy could chap, I'm not miyash. I mean, I can't use it. But if he's a pshimen, pshimen says, even if it's a suffek, but while I'm allowed to eat it, what I can eat, it's called lochem. Ulakachtem lochem means take something that you can eat and chocolate. What you give a isha? Something that you can eat, you give it. Everything that in Choshen Mishpat is yours, all of the dini of the Choshen Mishpat go lefi that. If all of the dini of the Choshen Mishpat go lefi that, frek Reb Shimon and himself, so what is the Gemara's kasha? The im dimtzolem al tok for koyen moitziim yo ein moitziim yo doy. How he could use it? Ma'abaya. But he's allowed to eat it. Yes, he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to marry someone with it. Yes, he's allowed to chocolate. Yes. So what if tok for koyen moitziim? So what if tok for koyen moitziim? But now it's his. What is that on it? Haftali klo. Again. Lefira Belchonon, the Gemara is good for asking a shaila. If it's vadai, it's mine for everything. And the guy cannot chap. If the guy can chap, it's a sofik, legabe everything. So this is the Gemara's kasha. If talk for going in my team, the guy can chap, so it's not for sure mine. So I can't use it for myself. And the tzad that he can chap, it's for sure mine. Lefira the second shot. It's a sofik. But why it's mine for sure? Because he's miyash. But if the other guy can chap, and now he's not miyash. So b'meile, it's not mine for nothing. Reb Shimon says no. Even if it's a suffix, and even if the guy is not miyash, val b'choshen mishpat it's mine, legabe dine choshen mishpat it's mine, so val legabe dine choshen mishpat, see where it's mine? Val legabe dine choshen mishpat it's mine, I could make a shahisho, I could use it for the esrog, it's mine. Legabi choshen mishpat, legabi ala zachen, it's mine. So val it's mine, legabi all of the halachas. Maybe I could use it for the esrei, I could use it for kiddushi isha. No, so what is the Gemara's kasha now? So what is the Gemara's kasha now? Frek the Gemara, but if tok for koyen ein moitzim, how you could use it for myself? What is the kasha? So all of the Kohen could grab it. But in the moment it's mine, I'm allowed to eat it. If I'm allowed to eat it, I'm allowed to make a Sheisha. I'm allowed to mafrish Maisa. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Make Reb Shimon and himself, l'fi his me'alach, what is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? If talk for Kohen, ain't me see me yado, how, my, what is the kasha? Alright, we said that I'm allowed to eat it. B'tor HaSofer. Oh, but while I have the schusei amomen, it's mine legabi kiddushin. While I have the schusei amomen, it's mine to shokel the lulav. It's mine to use it. So while it's mine to use, it's mine for dine amomenes. So what is the gemara's kasha? So what if tok for koyen ein moitzim? The other guy has a koyach to grab. So the other guy has a koyach to grab. So what? So what if the other guy has a koyach to grab? Aber lemaise, I could use it. Zogt Reb Shimon, in Maisa Behema state, that if someone has epes, you potul mi Maisa. You know, they sell the ear to the goy, it becomes potul mi Maisa Behema. Shutfus. So, while the guy has a right to grab it, behilchis Maisa it will pater. So the Gemara's kasha is a specific question. A specific question legabi ma'isa. The high. We'll explain us. Lefi Reb Elchanan, when the Gemara asked Tok for Koyen Ein Moitzim, she didn't only ask that you can't be mafrish ma'isa. She asked that that guy would not have a koyach to mekadesh isha. She asked the guy would not use it for esrog. So the Gemara, no, aloche moitzim miyodoi, it's mine, and I can do everything. Befidin Nesivis. The Gemara asked the Kasha. While the guy could grab it, I'm not Meyash. So if he's not Meyash, I can't use it for myself, I can't use it for Kiddushin, I can't use it for nothing. Lefir Reb Shimon, no, we knew the whole time it's a Sofik. And we knew the whole time that I could use it for everything. Because the Dinei Choshen Mishpat are going, Lefir the Klole HaMomen. This was asking a specific kasha, but if talk for koyen ain moitzim, so be hilchis meiser, you can't be mafrish meiser. This is beetzem the amodas advori. I'll be masbir. We'll use one shita, two maybe a little bit to be mamchish the advori. We mentioned in Bez Hashem when we start to learn the sugas of sfeikas. Most Rishonim hold that the halacha is amoytzi mechaveiro ala v'raya, the other guy can grab. Right? This is the reason tzavach mitchilo v'atzoy. Tfisa doesn't help. Shitas arosh and teis, as we mentioned, that betainas bori you could chap. All of the Gemara that says that tok for koyen ein moitzim is only b'shemo, because the koyen veisnish. Over betainas bori, tfisa helps. So the Moshe Lefi Reb Elchanan, why tfisa helps betainas bori? Over sa'achroa b'teras vaday. Ma'inef kemine shema v'bori. The whole pshat of Reb Elchanan will not shtim in the Rosh. Reb Elchanan explained, if it's mine b'teras vaday, ma'iser, kiddushi, nesroigim, and no one could chap. If it's mine b'teras sofek, it's not mine, not legabi kiddushi, not legabi, the other guy could chap. So the Rosh will come with a shita that will hold that between as bori he could chab, between as shena he cannot chab. Stay the loyker Reb Elchanan. That the chabim is not negiat to the achroim. This is the reason we have to know, like I'm saying, that even if Reb Elchanan is gishmak and leicht, and a lot of rishonim it doesn't stim, the ozu has beiri will stim. The psak is alamol asofik. More Suffolk, less Suffolk, the Ran Suffolk, that Suffolk, but it's never 100%. But even so, it's mine. Why? Other like the Nesivas, the Tzadiyush, other Mishpatei HaMomen. Now there's another Shaila. Chazal give the other guy a chance to chap or not. Zog the Rosh. Betainas Boriyas, Betainas Shem or not. It's not a Ba'aya to understand. So that they will give him a koyach to chab b'tayin asbori and not to give to chab b'tayin ashemo. Lefi Reb Elchanan can't be such a zach. Because the noise of the sugi is, if it's achro evadai or achro asofik. Mashayeg lefi the other pshotim, it's alamol asofik. other Yush, other Dine Amomen. Now the Shaila is if Chazal gave the Ozekach a guy to Chat or not. What is the Klolim? Either they gave him a Koyach or they didn't give him a Koyach. Now, another Shaila we have in the Sugya, and we mentioned it, the Halacha is that the Sofek Pchor, you don't have to give it to the Kohen, right? But it's also Begizah Ve'avoida. Why it's also Begizah Ve'avoida? If the Psak says that it's mine, why it's also Begizah Ve'avoida? I am allowed to make Kaddish Isha. I could use it for Maisel Behemah. I could use it for a Lulav. Why it's also Begizah Ve'avoida? So the Nesiva says, if you might pshat, it's givaldik. Yush helps in choshen mishpot. Aber gizah ve'avoida se dinim b'shamayim. As the Nesiva yells. This, he says, this is my raya. He could be yash bismog, and it becomes this. Aber the gizah ve'avoida stays. This is miyad when you have a shayle, sofek also be gizah ve'avoida. The guy goes and he's miyash. It belongs to the Israel now. Aber the Israel goes ve'avoida. Doesn't go off. Aber the fear of Chonon zog the Nesivis that it's achro evadois. If it's a psak vadai, the Yisro Gizim Avoyle had to go off also. Zog the Rebel Chonon, we have to say that the Gizim Avoyle is not a choshen mishpo dike shayle. It's not, even the Gemara had such a hava amine that it's totally in the koyach of the koyen. It's time is a kdusha abo me'aleh or shayni, it's a zaitike Yisro. And while it's a Zaitike Yisu, even if it's a Achroe, and Hilchis HaMomen, it's no Achroe and the Yisurim. On the Fir Reb Shimon, the Achroe is not a Toilode Bilchis Momen. Gizu Ve'avoido, it's not totally in the Koyen. Even in the Havamin of the Gemara really wanted to say that the Gizu Ve'avoido is totally if the Koyen has a Koyach or not. Mashma that the Yisur Gizu Ve'avoido is Meshach Shaychi to the bailis of the Kohen, and the Gizah Ve'avoida is Meshach Shaykh to the bailis of the Kohen, but in Maskona we will have to say there is no Shaykhs. So again, so here we have a big machlekes. The Gemara, we know that Lemaisa we machriya that belongs to the Israel, but Legabi Gizah Ve'avoida it stays also. So Lefi, there was some Nesivas, the answer is, it was also Misafik. The guy was Miyash, but the Israel stays. Masha'ing lefi Reb Elchanan and lefi Reb Shimon, we have a psak. So lefi Reb Elchanan, we have a psak b'teiras vaday. So for the Reb Elchanan, so why is not matter the gizah ve'avoida? The Torah says the gizah ve'avoida is a zaitik eisu. Only the halachas that are toilode from the moment and muchadur the moment. Now again, what stays alamo that you have to ois cheshbon is what you answer and the Gemara Baba Basri Pialef and Bikurim. Why dear? The guy brings Bikurim. Lefi Reb Elchanan, it for sure belongs to the other guy. Lefi Reb Shimon, Beilchis Choshen Mishpot, it belongs to the other guy. I don't have a karka. So why I have to bring Bikurim? Lefi the Nesivis is very good. The karka has no Yehush, so the taki belongs to both. But it's a big chidush. So come on, Alamol, these are be'etzem, the three shittas that we have when we start to learn the sugya. We have the Alamol Ois Cheshmin. Again, it's Klole HaSfeikes, Klole HaTfise. Now we have to know that even that it sounds like maybe it's Dvorim Brurim, when you learn the Tshuvas Chem Dashleima, we made a copy of Simen Beis, Kedai to see Simen Aleph. It's a double that Vaistos Rabbeinu were not clear about it. It's glad to see here in the stipler. He wants to answer if it's a kasha and the Gemara in Baba Basra. I will say the words. You'll see it in the Kiles Yankiv inside. He says, he sold him to Avada the Karka stays belongs to the Bailim. He says, this is Legabe, the eyes of the Bailim. The Bailim says, for sure it's mine. But the buyer, for sure, is allowed to think maybe he has it yet. The seller says, it's mine, misofik, I have achroi. But the buyer is allowed to alamol. I'll bring you a moshel. We said that it's a psak, that it stays by him. But it's a tzad that I'm allowed to grab, right? What is the tzad that I'm allowed to grab? Well, take Reb Shimon. Take the moshel of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says it's a psak sofek. The guy can mekadesh aisha. The guy can mekadesh aisha. The guy could use it for the esrog. He could use it for maisa. But the other guy is a tzad. Why? Because the hilchis chishon mishpot, he has the koyach. So we machia that it's for sure his. Right? But it's a tzad in the gemara that the other guy could grab. Why allowed to grab? We said it's his. Him, we told him it's his. But you say maybe it's mine. Right? I'm asking. Lefirab Shimon Shkop. We machria even misofek. It's mine. I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to marry someone with it. I'm allowed to use it for dalat minim. I'm allowed to myself. But even so, it's a tzad of the gemara that the other guy could grab. Just the gemara said, if he could grab, so lechur, it's a shutfus in the myself. I'm asking you, Shai, what is the tzad that the other guy could grab? But you decided it belongs to me. Ah, what is the pshat? What is the pshat? It's a psak that it's mine. I could use it for everything. Eating it, destroying it, mekadesh ha'isha, Dalet minim. That is not negiyah to the other guy, but b'hilchus tfisa, they're giving the other guy a right to chab. How are they giving him a right to chab? It's mine or it's yours? What is the answer? May, what is the answer? It's mine or it's yours? I know it's mine, I could marry someone with it, I could eat it, it's 100% mine. I have a schus and gans that it's mine. So why the other guy could grab it? The tenets is, clapping me, it's mine 100%. But the other guy has a tzad that he could grab. The male is like this type, the first guy could take the karka, marry someone with it, shakalula with it. But the gemara has a tzad that the other guy could chap. So even if the other guy, the maize, talk for koin moitzi in the yodoy, aval is a tzad that he could chap, it's only showing that clapping him, he doesn't have to agree with it. Even though the stomach, if that guy would marry someone with it, and this guy would go out of Shasi, should be Chayav Misa. But when they clap the Meisel, again, it's to answer the Kashe, what we answer from the Sugi of Bikuri. Ben Hashem said that for him now we have to start to learn the Gemara Bepshat, the Hilchis Tfisa Vesfeikas, and the Hemshach will see that all of these things could be Nefkeminis and Seder Apshat.